Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are you wearing the bin baggy top?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not wearing.
That's a relief because I don't want to talk about that online anymore.
He's attracted a lot of attention.
Oh God, you're running clothes last week. It's like they're just clothes, guys. Come on.
I know, but I mean, people. If there's one thing we've learned through this is that, you know, the old beefs remain, isn't it? People still like to... If anything, it gets more heightened, doesn't it? The sort of concentration on things like that.
People looking at pictures on the internet is, you know, they always look at what you're not supposed to look at. And now everyone's staying at home doing... That's all they're doing. I'm getting a picture of me. Okay, are you running?
Yeah, I'm sort of starting to jog, yeah.
I guess me too. Let's go.
Let's go. Good morning, running commentary. Here we are again.
Hello. So, yeah, we're hoping that the remote record is going to work again. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No, that's not a great start.
Oh, wait. It was me. I muted you when I put you in my pocket. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, it's okay. It's all good.
Great.
It's fine.
Everything's fine.
It shows it's real. Lest anyone forgets, thinking, wow, this is too slick. They're not really recording it remotely. How are you, mate? This is our second week recording remotely. It's a bit different this week because Rob's running. You're outside, mate.
I am, but we're not running in the same place, and I'll still very much avoiding busy spots. Now, I realised after last week that our mode of recording is actually quite well geared up for this, because we basically record remotely anyway.
Yes.
So it's, you know, for complicated reasons. So the only awkward bit is me and you having to talk to each other on the phone.
Yeah. That's
the running of the microphones. We're all set. So where are you off up the Parkland Walk to the Highgate Wood again?
Way, yeah. I mean, the only problem is that I can't run. If I run too much, the noise of the sort of general running detracts from being able to hear you well. So, do you know what I mean?
Yes, although at least this week... we haven't got the sound of the treadmill. Someone was saying, got in touch online to say they went for an incredibly quiet run in the country,
right,
and was able to listen to and hear us, but they stopped to try and work out what the rattle was.
Hello,
and it was my running machine.
Yeah. So what is this, your first run out? Have you been running out a bit, or what's been happening?
No, I run outside quite a lot. I just don't run anywhere near other people, and I stay near my house.
Right. So where are you running this morning?
I'm going to go south and east towards De Beauvoir Square.
Right.
I'd normally go along the canal there, but I'm not going to go on the towpath because there's nowhere to hide.
It's a distant thing, isn't it? Yeah. I'm doing the old classic Parkland Way. I don't know if you know it, actually. I don't know if you've ever run it, Parkland Way out to Highgate Wood.
I'm going to have to try it sometime.
It's quite a nice little run.
And it's funny.
It's quite good for social distancing because you can just stay to the side and just jump in the bushes, which I have been doing
very strictly, actually. I've just been... I'll just happily wait for a bottleneck to break up rather than run through it. And I think a lot of runners are. I would say it's probably about 15% aren't, but an awful lot of them are. I think behaviour's
got
to be better.
Yeah, no, I think... Absolutely, and I'm... my own... You know, I am a little bit obsessive about it, and it's not any kind of criticism of other runners. I just need the... I get a bit freaked out and unhappy, which kind of spoils the run.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so I've taken... when I'm running outside, I avoid... I don't go to any parks.
Right.
Except to, unless you count Hackney Marshes, which isn't really a park, it's just a massive field.
Right.
And, I don't go anywhere where there's... where you're where there isn't, you can't cross the road, basically.
Yeah, that's fair. I get that.
Then when I get home, it takes me about 15 minutes to stop walking 2 meters away from my family.
Right. Yeah. I know, it's it is tough, isn't it? I've been running every day, actually, since we chatted last week. I've been doing a I've just been doing the Parkland Way every day, just hiking the woods every day. About 5 o'clock. Well, there hasn't been as many people, actually.
5 p.m.
Yeah, 5 p.m. Yeah, and it's been it's been actually remarkably quiet at times. I mean, the Parkland Way itself can get a bit mangled, but once you're in the woods, and there's so many little paths off the main path in Highgate Woods. When this is
all over, we'll have to do a
little Corona special, because there's so many little pathways that you never run around when you run around Highgate Woods, but there's loads of them.
Yeah, funnily enough, I've had exactly the same thing on a different part of the map.
Yeah.
Because I really like my absolute optimum places to run.
Yeah.
Are quiet streets. Where a lot of the time you can run down the road without disturbing anyone, you know? So, I've found some incredibly opulent Islington leafy streets.
Right.
And it's been absolutely great. So, great. Well, we've got some nice places to show each
other in
the fullness of time.
Yeah, that's been one of the advantages of this, as it really tucking into the tarmac with no cars around. That has been one of the... Because we like a bit of tarmac to barrel down the middle of the road.
Yeah, particularly as a lot of the roadworks are happening with force, because all these people who work for the council have to carry on going to work.
Yes.
They've got to keep them busy.
Yeah.
So there's some really, really gorgeous tarmac out there.
Funny little stage. How have you been getting on this week? How's it been? Feels like ages since we talked, but it's only been a week, hasn't it? Yeah, it feels like ages since we talked, but it's only really been a week.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, do you find... I mean, I think it's an older cliche, but running every day, it really does help, doesn't it?
It really what? It
helps.
I'm near a mast, but it's on fire. Is that a problem?
Nice. Topical stuff, you see.
God,
he's missing the gigs.
God, it's tiring, isn't it? All the conspiracy stuff is so tiring, isn't it? I've been blocking so many people. Just muting them for a month until hopefully this is somewhere near the end, and then I'll bring them back into my timeline. But there's been an awful lot of blocking going on.
I've got to say, apart from anything else, I think you're going to be muting for another month or two there.
Yeah. It's going to be...
I'm just passing a house in, De Beauvoir Town, which has got... I don't know what that is. It's the beautiful big pale pink flowers that grow on the vine.
Nice.
And then in front of that, they've got big red roses. It's such a lovely house. You feel like you're going to be invited in and eaten by a witch.
I got a bit of a bottleneck here. A lot of it is...
Okay.
A lot of it is the... Can you hear me now? It went do-do-do-do.
Yeah, I got you. I can hear you.
Sometimes ear things makes noises in your ear. Yeah, a lot of it is just
I can hear you.
Is pedestrians who just walk 3-4 abreast down the Parkland Way and just...
Yeah.
As a family, I just don't think about
absolutely.
It. Yeah, they just don't think about it. It's,
no.
You know, I sort of get it, but it's a bit galling. When they're walking towards you, you know. It's a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I was going through Dalston Kingsland the other day, trying to get to the Sainsbury's there.
Yeah.
And I'll never go there again. And I don't mean I won't go till it's all over. I mean, I won't go there again. And at one point, I was walking through this kind of mall, trying to get to the doorway of Sainsbury's. And it was like, you said if they were like the Magnificent Seven, I basically had to back up.
Yes.
Back up the you know, walk backwards out of the shops.
Oh, no,
so as not to be near anyone.
Yeah, yeah. The supermarket. I think Sainsbury's is very confrontational. I queued up for Tesco's Express in Crouch End, and then it's like it's one way system. Once you get in there, but of course people forget things, and then they come back down the one way system. It's like people as cars, but it's just not really working, is it? It just doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah. I think also that, and I really do offer this without criticism, I think it's natural in the human brain to forget.
Yes.
So people say, oh yeah, 2 meters apart.
Yeah,
but then they do it outside the shop, but they forget when they're in the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
They do it to people that are going in the same direction as, but they don't do it to people that are going in the opposite direction as.
And it's
so they kind of whiz past it.
And it's sort of embarrassing to sort of to say, isn't it? But the truth is, supermarkets are probably the most dangerous place at the moment because the evidence for outdoors transmission is pretty low unless someone coughs and sneezes all over you. It's pretty low.
Yes.
Unless you're in front of them for a long time, but. You know, this running thing. It's like, I think we're all reasonably safe as long as we respect distance and stuff. But then suddenly you're in a supermarket and you buy the cheese aisle and someone's sniffling and it's like, woo! Real danger. It's funny. It's a funny old time.
I've also enjoyed washing all the shopping when I get home from the shops.
Right.
And then having to wash the blooming bleach off my fruit and veg when I want to eat them.
Yeah. We don't really do that. I know some people do. They end up cleaning. They clean the shopping, then they're cleaning where they've been, and then before you know it, you've just sort of erased yourself out of existence.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, yeah. You're constantly sort of covering your tracks. But yeah, it's fascinating the way everyone's just finding their own level with it, isn't it? You know, and just sort of
absolutely.
You know, it's just one of those things where sort of.
Amazing the things that are happening on Zoom. It was my old friend of mine's birthday the other day.
Yeah.
And his partner threw a surprise party on Zoom.
Right.
There were kind of 15 little screens open. And we were playing games, listening
that's really
to music.
Nice. That's really
everyone
nice.
Muting themselves. I mean, it was an absolute job of work to do it at all.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Everyone was committed, so it came together.
That's a really nice thing. I mean, people are adapting. Some people are adapting quicker than others. I was chatting to my mate Julie the other day, yesterday, and she said, to be honest, I quite like all, you know, on house party. I quite like it because it means that, you know, you can chat to people and then you don't have to, like, get a taxi home. You're on your sofa. You don't have to, you know, I think this might continue, you know, after when it's all over. I think I prefer it. And I don't think I go that far. I mean, it's like,
no.
Surely the joys of being at someone's house is that you can both wander to the garden and have a chat there, and then one of you. So the sort of freedom of movement thing. It's absolutely.
I don't know if I can be bothered with that.
It's just, you know, you're finishing it. You know, you say goodbye, then you're on your sofa. You know,
even need pants on, really. Yeah,
you can see why, you know, authoritarian regimes start to manifest themselves, don't you?
It's easy not to go outside and think for yourself, you know. They just pipe in the information and food you need and you just consume it, you know.
It's like, I could just be a lump.
Yeah, it's just like this kind of slip into
I
the most.
I start to feel vaguely envious of those people living in the pods in the beaches.
Yes. It's just crazy the way people adapt to a new norm. So you start to like. I don't know. Some people just quite like it. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
It's a weird one.
Well, you're gonna. It is like you say. I think the phrase it's going around a lot, but the new normal.
Yeah.
Is the most relevant thing. You know, we've all got to. That's how humans work.
Yes.
We're nearly a month into this. This is life.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is
yeah,
what
yeah.
we do now.
Yeah. I mean. I think, but at the same time, within the new normal, things change. Things like, I mean, like, I go into Crouch End now. And there's Coffee Circus is open for takeout coffee during the day, and they're not the only coffee place doing that. Some places that didn't used to sell food now do sell food, and have opened themselves as kind of artisan grocers or whatever. People need to live. Lockdowns loosen during lockdowns. I don't actually perceive this as a lockdown, actually. I see it as a shutdown, but it feels like a very... There's just too many people out. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's obviously nothing like France or Spain or Italy.
This is why I haven't been running to Crouch End.
Yeah.
I find the stories you tell me absolutely terrifying. There's a young bloke living in a house and he's got it.
Come round and there's people having pool parties outside Coffee Circus.
I've heard people come down from Tottenham and they say Tottenham, it's almost like it's not on in some areas. People just
That's what Dunstan was like. Yeah, it's terrifying. It's really scary.
Yeah, it's just different reactions to it. But I tell you what, there's a lot of people getting really fit. There's a lot of. I mean, my idea is to run 5.5 miles. The first week was run 5.5 miles every day, and then this week I want to run 6.5 miles every day, and then so on till the end of the lockdown. So obviously, I'm praying it doesn't go on too long.
Yeah,
and 120
and your
miles a
injury
week.
Is no longer an issue. Your calf is all
it doesn't,
better now.
It doesn't feel that bad now. I mean, I'm stretching a lot with it. If I feel at all discomfort, I'll give it a good old stretch. And if you just feel strong, because I am running slowly as well, and if there's a problem, then I'll just stop and let people through. So it's just slow.
Yeah, that's great.
Strength work. And I'm doing loads of calf stretches raises around the house as well. So at odd moments, I'm just doing little stretches and strengthening stuff. I'm not really doing any...
And what do you do?
I'm not doing any planking, really, or any press-ups. I'm just running every day. And I will say it's the highlight of my day. I'm telling you, I'm absolutely...
Yeah. And what do you do when Ray isn't around to lift up your calf? Do you do it yourself? Nice. Yeah. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because what you were saying about different people's reactions, I think that as comedians, I don't know about you, but of course we've talked before about missing the stage time.
Yeah.
And I know that in general, like people in life, they find the idea of getting up in front of a group of people quite daunting.
Yes.
Whereas I absolutely crave it. Always have.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And I used to make announcements in assembly to get that hit.
Yes.
And the idea of meeting people on Zoom, although I do it because it's great to catch up with people.
Yeah, I don't.
But I find it terrifying. I find it really stressful.
I don't like
it. It's really difficult.
It brings up all that, because for us, it's like auditioning for Mock the Week or something. It brings up all that sort of stuff, doesn't it? Waiting to speak, and then when you get your moment, wanting it to be, if not funny, at least pertinent and relevant. We're on a different metric, aren't we? We're not reacting with mates. We're on some kind of, you know, virtual TV show. And it's because...
It's like Mr. Darcy says to Elizabeth Bennet, we neither of us perform to strangers.
Yes.
And we won't say anything unless we're going to impress the whole room.
Yeah.
And that's, that's comedians. That's us.
It's crazy. It sort of shows how abnormal comics are, doesn't it? Because most other people seem to be absolutely fine with it. Julie wants it to be the new norm forever. And here we are getting really, freaked out by it. And how's the...
To be fair, it's not making her seem particularly normal either.
Yeah.
I love it. Just sitting all day. I love the 2 metre thing. I never go out.
She's drinking loads. They're all drinking loads.
The great thing is, this is a real callback for people who've listened to the podcast from the very beginning. But
hello.
If you go into Coffee Circus, you should certainly be able to get that bloke to give you a seat at his table.
Yes. Wow. That's a great back ref. Yeah. That's a really good one. That's like show 3 or something, isn't it?
That's a 4-year callback.
Yeah. Oh my God! Aggressive dog alert. There you go. There's a lot of. I tell you, there's an awful lot of nice love coming for the keeping the podcast going, isn't it? People are being.
Yeah, which is really, really nice. It's really so nice. We always appreciate being appreciated and everyone checking in. You know, it is a dialogue. So thank you for letting us know that we're helping you get through this. You're certainly helping us get through this.
It's really good. How's the old? I must say at this point, I am just walking. I'm not. I don't see this as a run. I'll be running.
Well,
later,
I think you should. You should be running. I'm running.
But the thing is, if I run, I can't hear you very well. That's the thing. I don't know whether it's my earbud. So I'm kind of.
Let's talk. We're going to unpack this, dear listener. Unfortunately, Paul does not have a 2020-ish relationship with earphones. In fact, you don't even use the word earphones. You tend to call them earplugs, which is telling.
But I'll tell you what, just this lockdown, I've managed to Skype. I've applied for a DBS, and I managed to download this last week, which is incredible, isn't it? I mean, there's great strides
being
made.
No, absolute kudos for you getting this file. That was the biggest thing, is getting the file across.
It was so easy. It wasn't hard at all, was it? I mean, it's really...
Yeah,
like it really...
You didn't cry, did you?
It's a really simple thing. You just plug the thing into the thing and then press a couple of buttons. I mean, it's like, what's been holding me back all these years, apart from my own pig-headedness?
I should tell you that I've got earphones in my ears.
Right, okay.
And the microphone is on top of my ears.
Right.
And my ears are finding this to be a fairly simple arrangement.
Where have you put your earplugs, though? That's the problem.
My earplugs, they're in my soap bag for the next time I get to go and stay in a noisy hotel.
You've put the phone next to your ear. Wow.
No. Earplugs are what you put in your ears when you're trying to sleep.
Right, okay.
And earphones. Forget it, Paul.
Hello, still on? Hello, 1, 2, testing. How's the boozing been going on? What's been happening?
Oh, it's been great. Really, I'm trying to do 5.5 drinks a night this week, 6.5 drinks a night next week.
Have you been rustling up your martinis?
Yes.
Right.
I'd say that the only strictness that's left is that, there's occasional nights of not drinking.
Oh, that's good.
And the other thing is, I've only let myself drink lager one night a week.
Right, okay, cool.
But the Easter holiday weekend was something of a free-for-all.
Right, that's
I did a nice thing, which I really enjoyed, which is I call toasted gardening.
Right.
Which is where you do the gardening, which, you know, I'm a terrible gardener, I don't know what I'm doing, but it just had to be done.
Right.
And you do that whilst drinking lager.
That's great.
On a hot, sunny day.
Drunk gardening, that's great. We need to televise this. Yeah,
I mean, I think if we... That could be our next podcast.
Look, everyone, I've made some sourdough and now I'm drunk gardening. How much sourdough is the country making? It's just complete sourdough overload. I've been drinking... Go on then, sorry.
Go on.
I've been drinking...
I've been drinking
one day on, two days off.
That's strong.
Which is quite good, not a bad one. Thing is, when I'm on, though, I feel so rubbish psychologically.
Yeah.
And I've also found myself... Because when I drink on, it's at least 1.5 bottles of wine.
We're not dabbling.
And then I wake up and there's that... I don't sleep very well. Then I wake up and I've got the initial 20 minutes thing in the morning where I feel faintly nauseous and I'm trying to guess what I've pigged out on just before I go to bed. It's like, why am I so sick? 2 days ago, I demolished an entire packet of nacho heat wave crisps, those chip nacho things. Just polished them off.
I didn't think people over the age of 20 were allowed to eat that silly rubbish.
Well, I get them in for Rudy, and then I don't even think he's into them anymore, and then I just demolish them myself. You know, wake up that. So it's not a great feeling, and I'm still put
what
on.
What is that taste?
Oh God, it's a kind of tangy, fatty nonsense.
I can put all these things together because, you know, I've been exercising pretty hard.
Yeah,
and. I think that, when I yesterday I did a good long run, came back, did all my exercises, a full length plank.
Yeah.
And then came home, had a load of drinks and a Zoom party that stressed me out.
Right.
And then I started just going, rah, rah, rah. So the whole rest of the family went to bed about 8:30.
Right. Yeah.
Because what I needed after all that exercise was not to be drunk. It was to do a comedy gig. You need someone to put it all, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Freaking out.
Yeah, it's...
And then this morning, that sourdough thing, there's people online, it's a conversation I should have kept out of, with someone saying, oh, how come vegans eat yeast? Because yeast grows.
Oh, right, okay.
It's like, I had to get on there and say, it's a plant-based diet, guys. Plants grow. It's, what the hell are you talking about? It was absolutely... all of it is because I need to do a comedy gig.
Yeah, but even amidst the pandemic, people are still having a good beef, aren't they? I don't know how your relationships are getting on around the house, but there's a bit of bullying going on with me, actually. I'll talk you through it.
Yeah.
I see the dad's role in this crisis as sort of protect and secure the perimeter fence of the house.
Yes.
Which I've sort of failed to do because our borders are porous, are a little bit porous. Make sure there's enough food. Yeah. And just general kind of G-ing people up, the odd pep talk here, the odd pep talk there, bit of humour around the house, as we've discussed. So this was about a week ago. George, it was about 2:30 in the afternoon. George was watching old Kobe Bryant highlights, basketball highlights on the internet.
Okay.
Kobe famously died recently in that helicopter crash. And I'm quite into basketball. I'm not crazy into basketball, but I'm quite into basketball. I knew who he played for. Do you know what I mean? I knew he was a big deal.
Yeah.
I wear sort of velour lounge gear around the house with some fat trainers and think I'm holding on to hip hop a little bit. So I went up to George. I said, yeah, it really. He was quite upsetting, wasn't it, when Kobe died. And that was all I said. And ever since then, George went to Rara and said it felt like David Brent round the office trying to pet people up. And now it's like I'm David Brent round the house. And that's the kind of abuse I'm getting, you know. And I'm getting abuse. I'm just getting abused. It's just for some reason the sort of George and Rara formed some kind of alliance. Rudy doesn't speak to me anyway. Bonnie's off with a...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Bonnie's got a boyfriend. And I'm just kind of... Just loafing around the house trying to cheer people up who don't want me to. It's like... I must say, I am struggling to find a role. I'm supplying food, but apart from that, I'm feeling fairly useless, actually.
Have you thought of doing any work?
I'm doing little bits of work because I've got sort of... I've got half a commission to work on a sitcom episode, so I'm doing a little doing a little bit of that. But I'm finding it hard to do so. I'm finding it hard to really focus on it. I've had the odd idea for stand up to the extent that I can even imagine a world where it exists again. Sometimes it just feels so lost, doesn't it? I don't know.
Absolutely.
Those are the bleak moments.
It isn't like it's shattered. It's like it's gone, isn't it? We'll have to rebuild it when the day comes.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think. I've had an idea for what you should do. You should pretend to work.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. At least, so then they might respect me on some level that I'm actually doing
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Find some way of finishing. You know, go in your room and watch films, read books,
and then
come out and go, that is that done. And that is some pretty serious work.
As opposed to just floating around talking about sports icons that I don't understand with teenagers who don't want to listen to me. I find it very hard to focus on... Even reading as well. I've started about 7 books. I just can't focus on reading. I don't know. I'm trying to separate myself from...
Part of it is not just that we're missing the gigs. We're missing the hotel rooms, right?
You what, mate?
Part of it is not just that we're missing the gigs. We're missing the hotel rooms.
I suppose, well, you don't get that time on your own that we used to with... the long drive and stuff, which I always used to moan about, but... There was always a sort of thing of when I got in there of like, right, I'm off for my own adventure now. Whatever it is, it's an adventure I've done 10,000 times before, but it's still a little. I know who I am now. I'm going to drive for 4 hours, make people laugh as hard as I can, and then drive back feeling a bit better. Do you know what I mean? It's just that simplicity.
Yeah, and the time frame of it is good as well because you've got that really intense half hour.
Yeah.
It really does justify a bit of mooching
the rest of the time. But now we're mooching.
The work ethic.
Yeah, now we're just mooching without intent. There's nothing to do. I think you've kind of put your finger on it there. I'm just feeling fairly useless, you know. This isn't helped by the fact that I got knocked back from a job at Co-op. And the NHS.
They said no, did they?
They just haven't got back to me, you know. And the NHS volunteer thing didn't work out because I wasn't DBS checked. So, you know, it's all these compounds of it. It's like, what is my place in society? Cobe.
Once you get that Aston Martin, maybe they'll give you a job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or have I misunderstood about the DBS?
Yeah. But it's those sort of practical things, isn't it, that we've never really had to worry about. Suddenly become...
Exactly, and not only not worrying about, but really, like, I was looking at doing a gig.
Yes.
Like an online gig, which I was kind of... I want to do because I want to be in the world, but I was a bit equivocal because it is a different way of doing things and, you know...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I was looking at doing this job.
Yeah.
And the guy who was going to do it sent me a form to fill in.
Yeah.
About how to do it. And I was like, I can't fill in a form.
Yeah.
I'm a comedian. I'm not going to fill in a form.
No, but it's that kind of... I mean, listen, some people would call it arrogance. Some people would call it a pigheadedness. I think it's just a sort of basic idiocy. We've never had to... We've never had to fill in forms to do our jobs. We've never had to... have a job interview to get a job. We've never had to go through. All we've had to do is be good at making people laugh. And let's face it.
I mean, and we know how lucky we are.
Oh, yeah,
you know, we've just chosen an appropriate path for ourselves.
Of course. Our only boss is the crowd as such, you know. And half the people who work in stand-up are sort of dyslexic criminals, basically. Do you know what I mean? So it's sort of like... do you know what I'm saying? It's sort of like... it's for, a lot of it is people who slip through the cracks sort of psychologically and in every way. And I don't know.
Listeners, this is why it's weird for us when you get in touch and talk to us as kind of being wise or in any way authority figures. You kind of want to say, watch yourself.
Yeah.
You've chosen wrong.
You're teasing us back into society. But it's sort of, it's sort of, because I know a lot of comics who've applied for jobs that they thought they'd just be able to waltz into. Just haven't been able to get them. Just haven't got them. Because it's just like, what have you been doing for the last 25 years? Oh, the bear cat. Do you know, it makes notes. No one cares. No one cares at all. So hopefully the stand-up, hopefully it'll all come back. Or if it doesn't, there's going to be a lot of people unemployed who used to be good comics. But I'm sure it will. It'll just be one of the last things to come back. That's the shame of it, isn't it? That's the reality.
It depends what life is like because, you know, in the past, comedy has been, in sort of slightly darker times, comedy was a bit of a stalwart.
Yes.
I remember during the credit crunch, it felt like everything might go out of business, you know, like big, the economy might crash.
Yes.
And at that time, comedy clubs were full.
Absolutely.
It seems like, oh, well, we need a cheap night out, we need a distracting laugh.
Yes.
We'll get to the comedy club.
So
if when things... creep back to whatever they're going to be, if everyone's a bit miserable and poor but going out,
yeah,
we might become necessary again. You never know, we might become almost necessary again.
The thing is that what happens here is that this strikes at the very notion of being in cramped space with other people again, which was one of the great, one of the best things about comedy, was coming into a room where everyone's really crammed close together and it's a low ceiling and we're all laughing and spluttering all over each other. And that's the very thing that we definitely need to avoid.
Yeah, that is off message, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. I just remembered once doing a breakneck comedy festival show in Aberdeen.
Yeah.
And it was in the back room of a pub called the Blue Lamp, which used to be the police station.
Yes.
And it was like a sequence in a film. And I suppose if comedy doesn't come back in that form, we should I should put it in a film, you know, as a kind of nostalgia piece.
Yeah.
Because I walked in the front door of this pub, and there was two scary guys, one normal guy, but one properly kind of hairy and toothless guy, like a, like extras in a film.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, comedy geek? And they were like, And then I went down around the corner, down a corridor, you know, dark, and no one there. And then I opened a door. There's like 150 people.
Yes.
Just going, ah!
I know.
It was fantastic.
I know. It's that proximity, isn't it? There were some gigs where you had to fight your way to the stage, wasn't it? You literally couldn't get to the stage.
Yeah.
And that's that was always the sign of a great gig. It's that kind of human. That kind of human compression always made for great gigs. Hopefully, these days will return. I mean, if this has shown us anything, it's how quickly we react to a new norm. I mean, it's only 3 weeks in, and Julie never wants to see anyone again. But you know, once it's lifted,
well, you've already come up with your stage name for when you come back, and that is New Norm.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, here he is. It's New Norm.
It's New Norm Tonkinson. 2 meters. 2 meters. No, but I'm sure after when it's lifted, which will be gradual, a lot of people just want to be out. I mean, a lot of people want to be out now. I mean, a lot of people are breaking it now in the middle of the lockdown when it's peaking. Do you know what I mean? The urge to be close.
Yeah.
So I do think it will come back. But yeah, it's okay. How are the kids doing? How are they handling it? Are they okay?
Yeah, they're good. Sometimes they even hang out with each other.
Right,
but most of the time they find it very easy to isolate from their own siblings.
Yes, yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of kids.
They're good form.
There's a lot of kids staying in the rooms, isn't there? George has worked through the entire series of Game of Thrones in like 2 weeks. He says it falls off a bit towards the end, in case you haven't seen it. I don't know whether you've seen
it. Yeah, I've heard that. Well, don't you comment on it. What about that Red Wedding?
Yeah.
Listen to David Brent.
I haven't seen it really hit me with when the Northern Alliance got caught in the snow. Honestly, all authority's just totally gone. And now it's the cooking thing, because I'm not a great cook. I've got my Papa's pasta bake, I've got my Papa's bolognese, and I can put a bit of salmon and whatever together. But suddenly George is here. George is a great cook. He's doing really good cooking, loads of weird chili noodle stuff. Bonnie's a good cook. Ra's fantastic. And now I'm fourth worst cook in the house, which only adds to the general derision. Are your kids...
I realise it...
You what, mate? Sorry.
No, they are cooking, but because we encourage them to, but they're pretty darn good.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, it's great that they're doing it. Yeah.
My daughter just jumped up, and of course, you know, there's a lot of vegan and gluten-free stuff around our house.
Yeah.
And she literally jumped up on Easter Sunday and made vegan and gluten-free blueberry pancakes with maple syrup.
Oh, mate.
For her and my wife. I was like, oh, my goodness, happy Easter.
That sounds great.
What the heck?
That sounds
but
great.
There was none of this. I suppose it could happen because me and my son are basically the same person at different points in life.
Right.
But it just sounds pretty Freudian.
Yeah.
The thing is that you've got George there. He knows about cope.
Yeah.
He knows how to cook.
Yes.
The younger generation has supplanted the patriarch.
Yes.
What you need.
Yeah. No. No.
Is to get him out for a running race.
It is getting a bit like that. It is.
And if he beats you, just break his ankles.
Yeah. Not only that, George and Rudy are doing loads of quite serious weightlifting around the house as well, which again only serves to undermine my authority. Lifting weights that I couldn't possibly attempt without putting my back out, you know. So, you know, the old line, and he's also running. He's running 5Ks around Finsbury Park in like, you know, just under 21 minutes as well. So there's something profoundly. There's a profound personal realignment going on as well as potentially societal realignment going on. They're just putting me out to pasture on a daily basis. Another phenomenon, I don't know whether you're experiencing this as well, is I'm getting to the stage where there's things that I want to do before the lockdown ends that I'm worried that I won't get to do. Do you know what I mean? I'm starting to look at this lockdown as a period to achieve certain things. You know, when you say, like, by the end of summer, I want to have done this, or I want to have done that. I'm getting a bit like that with I'll be disappointed if the lockdown ends before I have sorted out blah, 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 blah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what things? Give us an example.
Well, I mean, I want to be fit and strong. I want to sort it out. There's just stuff needs doing around the house that I still can't be bothered to do. You know, there's just all that stuff.
Mind you,
all that stuff that you
I
put
have
off.
Started.
Go on then.
This is worth mentioning because I know we've talked about it, and the listeners have been on this journey with me a little bit.
Yeah.
I started writing.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's good.
I got some writing done. It's like you say, you really have to be in the right mindset.
Yeah.
And I had to massively chunk it down to little finite bits I could face.
Yes.
But I am doing that. But the only problem with that is, it's really funny because, it's the same problems, isn't it? There's, in my house, they're getting used to the idea that I am the noisy... I'm just a really noisy person to have around the house.
Yeah.
I think they're all relieved when I'm asleep. But I've been going at the fitness really hard.
Yeah.
Did 3 weeks of it.
Right.
Took a tape a week last week, and I only ran 15 miles on the week.
Yeah.
But I still did all the exercises and stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
And I realised that because I've got a bad, slightly bad foot. It's that old bit of bursitis in my left foot that I had the year I broke my toe. Do you remember my other foot
as
well?
Yeah.
That's come back.
All right.
So I was trying to rest it up.
Yes, yeah.
But I realised the thing that's setting it off is being in the house.
Right.
It's walking around and standing around on the hard floors without shoes on.
Yeah, yeah.
I need a pair of house trainers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
and
funny.
I hate wearing slippers. I have to wear slippers all the time.
Right.
And I hate them. But it's because they make me feel about 1,000 years old. And also, and I'm writing, I'm standing at the computer to write, which is, you know, theoretically a good way to do it, but it's killing my feet.
Old shuffling man slippering around the house. It's, mate, we're doing okay though, man. It feels like we're getting through it. It feels like we're getting through something. That is a thing as well, is I don't want to emerge... Although I suspect I might, and it's still in the balance. I don't want to emerge from the lockdown just half a stone heavier, having drunk even more. I don't want to emerge bleary-eyed out of it. I want to emerge stronger than when I went in. I think that's a basic thing.
Yeah, but this is life, isn't it? That's the same as normal life. It's like,
yeah, totally. But I don't want to beat myself. I don't want to beat myself up about it, and I'm not on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah.
But as a general thing, I just want to be fitter and stronger, and you know, just cracked a few things with a bit of work to show for it. But equally, equally, it could find me, you know, fat, drunk, with nothing at all, and just really confused and teary. And and both would be a result. You know, that's the truth. Is both would be a result, wouldn't it?
Exactly. I think a little bit of both is absolutely fine.
Yes. Yeah. It wouldn't
in the same way that we don't know when this is going to finish.
Yes.
But one day it will. It's all good. It's yin and yang.
Yeah. I mean, it would be great if you knew for a fact that the autumn marathons were going to happen, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be great if that was just in and we knew it? Because it just feels so precarious, doesn't it? It's just like, you know, I don't know. It's just, can you imagine how emotional it'll be, the autumn marathons?
Yeah, well, I have to say, I know what you're saying, but I can't work that way. I couldn't, even if they were scheduled, I would kind of have to look away from it because I don't want to get my hopes up. Do you know what I mean?
No, you're right. You're right.
I have to work on this weird kind of stasis fitness, where I try and create a level of fitness that I can hold for the foreseeable future.
Yes,
which isn't a way we've ever talked about training before.
Yeah.
But
totally.
I don't know. It's a way of thinking about it, you know.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, to be honest, most of the time with me with running, it's a kind of just, it's a maintenance, and then every now and again I really focus on an event. So my basic sort of thing is just, you know, 30 miles a week. until I'm just focusing on something else. But this it feels a bit different. I am sort of hoping to sort of steadily ramp up the miles and just get slower and just get. It's a good excuse for me to get some solid, easy running in, as opposed to and not do any park runs, not do any races that might do my calf again, and just really build myself up and get stronger. You know.
But you know, I think that it's interesting about your running, because I think that you're a natural runner, you know, and it's difficult not to keep that as a kind of base rate in a way.
Yeah.
In light of everything we're talking about, it's good if you're running every day.
Yeah.
And running 5 miles, 6 miles, 7 miles, I think you have to remember that you might your teenage children might not see you as a weightlifter. But the rest of us can see that you've got a kind of natural, innate fitness, which is a gift.
Totally. I feel lucky, and it looks like George has got a bit of that. Yeah. So yeah, long may it hold. Yeah. Oh, I just got scared by a squirrel.
Oh, don't drop me! Don't drop me down there.
Pardon?
Did a squirrel just make you jump?
Yeah. Yes, no, it didn't, no. I'm fine with that. Again, I'm here at like 10 in the morning, and the Parkland Way is virtually deserted. It's virtually
yeah,
deserted.
Yeah, that's great.
How about you? Is it busy where you're at?
Well, I'm in the streets. There's it's dotted with people everywhere, but we're all avoiding each other successfully. Cool. And do you know what I'd love to do, though? And a lot of our friends and listeners are doing this.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love to be someone who gets up and goes for their run first thing in the morning before anything.
Yes.
But my digestive system will not let me do that.
Right.
It just looks like so much wasted time now. The fact that when I get up in the morning, and this is exacerbated by the fact that my wife is currently waking up at about 6:30.
Yeah.
And I think she spends a little while waking up and having a cup of tea, but I'm kind of still asleep then.
Yes.
By the time I get up, which is often, you know, only 3/4 hour later.
Yeah.
By the time I get up, she's busy. She's doing stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And
I
get up and I'm like, I can't do anything until I've had 1, 2, 3 cups of coffee, been to the toilet.
Yes, yeah.
Been to the toilet again. I was like, oh God. Even going out for a fast 5K on a Saturday morning, I've got to tell you, I pretty much always do that at 10:30. None of this 9 o'clock rubbish.
Yeah. It's we're just not morning people. Having said that, I'm getting up about 7:30. I go down, I make the old herbal tea with the ginger and the lemon and the honey, and I bring it up for Rachel and took some vitamins, back to bed for a bit. But I've been having 2 breakfasts a lot recently, which is the key to the adding weight thing. I have a nice sort of healthy one, and then about an hour later I'll have a massive sausage sandwich. It's really bad. I'm eating too many sausages. And then about 3 hours later, I'll have like a bit of a pork pie or something. Honestly, my evening meals are healthy, but some of the rubbish I'm just slaughtering myself with during the day. It's just utter comfort food. Absolute comfort food nonsense, you know.
So you're basically surviving on running, pork and red wine.
Yeah, definitely. Running, pork, red wine and heatwave nacho crisps. It's not, but I hope to emerge stronger from the lockdown.
It comes out of the lockdown. I'm on 50 miles a week, but I've got gout.
Just really, really red face. Come out of lockdown like some sort of pirate. Inevitable.
In those kind of white trousers and a red jacket like like George III.
Yeah.
I'm gonna build a pavilion in Brighton.
I've stopped.
George IV.
I've tried to stop rowing with people on social media. I mean, or getting engaged with them. It's quite hard to, but it happens. But God, it's even more. Isn't it weird that it's even more of a waste of time now than normal? I mean, it feels so futile now. I wonder whether social media is going to survive this in the form that it. I don't know. It just feels so irrelevant now. Social media. At the same time, hard to avoid, but simultaneously more irrelevant than it ever has been. It's really odd. I don't know.
I think part of it is the echo chamber factor.
Yes.
You know, that we are in conversations that we have over several years designed for ourselves. And they turn out to be, you know, and they're not getting enough fuel from real life.
Yes.
So, you know, whatever, Priti Patel goes on the telly.
Yeah.
And that's it. The well of social media will say that, would say the same things about that.
Yes. Yeah, forever.
For 18 hours.
Yeah, and they'll say
it's not,
say,
it's not a
say
great
forever.
Conversation.
Yeah, they'll say it forever and ever, as if it means anything. It's just, it's really odd. Yes. It's really bizarre. But there we go. Forever so thus. Forever thus. But listen, mate.
Gone. Are you there? Are you back? Are you nearly
I'm
home?
I'm almost back. My phone's sort of running out. But I'm sort of. I've got a few minutes, so I'm okay. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, next time, if you can have the phone charged up, get some batteries in the recorder, and use some earphones.
Right.
Earphones, not earplugs. If anything, the earplugs are going to stop you hearing me.
Yeah.
Although maybe that's what you want.
It's all worked out. We've had the odd little break in recording through some sort of Wi-Fi 5G China, but we've done okay. We've done okay. We got through. It's not ideal, of course. I'm not going to pull a Julie and say, "Oh, this is much better than normal." It's better than normal, you know. It's not.
But on the other hand, I think we're keeping this podcast coming.
And
we are allowed. It's always, you know, we never made any claims that it was anything other than us.
Yes, yeah.
The breeze.
I was having
a
chat.
Long may it continue.
Yeah, and you never. And people were. People found the sign off. A little bit emotional, didn't they, last week when I said see you soon, love, in my northern way. A few people commented.
I wanted to take credit for that, but that's basically how you say goodbye to everyone, isn't it?
it basically puts you on a par with, you know, the woman working at Tesco Express, although that is taking us into slightly different areas. But I
what, that woman?
That woman. I tend to use
the one with the funny eyes.
I tend to use the word love for most people I chat with, but it's
that are serving you.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. The whole thing's awful, isn't it?
But, yeah, it's all good.
But you know, we carry on. We get through. I still find myself occasionally having to kip during the day just because it weighs so heavy. Just the weight of it. Just the whole thing.
But absolutely.
It's a day by day thing, isn't it?
We say to everyone, we say to each other, keep running, because it's great. If you can't run, fair enough, absolute respect, you can't do it. But if you can get out there in an appropriate way, then goodness, it's just good for the body and it's good for the soul.
Absolutely, it really helps. So give us a shout, tell us what you're doing, tell us how you're getting through it, and we will meet again, and we'll record this next week remotely.
Hey, before you go,
I've
just had an idea.
Go on then.
Get your little rolling piano out and follow Georgie around the house with it. Georgie, what you cooking now?
That'll really. George is round the house and he didn't want to be. He didn't graduate and he hasn't got his degree. He's round the house again.
He's round the house again. What you lifting, what you cooking, what you gonna do?
It really upset me when Kobe died. Is that how you pronounce his name? I don't know why. That would definitely result in a further lowering of my already decreasing status minute by minute.
Yeah, so let us know how that goes.
Yeah. But it's been great, man. It'd be nice to speak to you. Take care, Angel.
Well, keep in touch and good luck with the 2 days off.
Good luck, sweet cheeks. I love you.
love you.
Take care.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.